Wrapping up what has been a very fascinating hour for me with Shane Corey talking hot air ballooning. What I don't know intrigues me, and I've never known anything about hot air balloons other than I see them in the air and hot air rises. What haven't we covered about ballooning that we should know?
Well, it's number one, very safe. It's considered one of the safest forms of travel. The amount of accidents statistically over like going on a bus or even an airplane is statistically so much lower than any other form of travel, to where you're safe. Come on out. It's a big adventure that you know is going to end with a smile. And what is it like up there? Just imagine those times you kind of daze off into a meditation state and you're flying, or you're having dreams of flying. That's what it's like. You're open air and it's a gentle breeze. It's not like you've got wind just howling through your face. Very calm and stable. A lot of people have this visualization that they're up there in a basket dangling in the sky. Whoa, man, hold on. We have a wind gust coming. No, it's nothing like that. It's very gentle. You could light a cigarette lighter and it would do nothing but flicker here and there and it stay lit.
Is there age restrictions? I have four kids and they range between 3 and 13. And the 13-year-old's been asking for me to take her on a hot air balloon ride.
Bring her. The kids love it. You ought to see the kids' faces light up. When we fly down in Chandler Gilbert and land in one of the local parks, the kids will come running out with their shoes already off their feet because they know that we're going to let them play on the balloon. And we'll let them run around on the fabric and like a big bouncy house. And it's all about the kids, you know.
Even a 3-year-old, I can bring.
I recommend babies, no toddlers. Mm-hmm. Big reason why is even the 5 or 6-year-olds, which we'll allow. Remember, you're spending a lot of money for a memory they may or may not have. So, you know, I recommend, 10 or older. That's my recommendation as a pilot.
10 or older for a hot air balloon ride. And how many can you take? We've got a big family.
Biggest balloon we have can carry up to 16. Average would be 12.
Okay.
So up to 12 people.
12 people. Are there any weight limitations on how much a balloon can lift?
Yeah. We do have to start charging more once they start crossing the 250 pounds range. You know, we get those 300 or 400 pound people. At that point, you're taking up the room of two people.
Mm-hmm.
So we charging a little more, not a lot. You know, we don't want to be offensive.
Right. You want everyone to enjoy it, but there is a weight.
Yeah.
You know, it's a law of physics in that case. Now, when this is all done and you're doing your little champagne toast and the hors d'oeuvres, I'm trying to think of something to compare it to. Do you still feel like you're in the air for a few minutes after
you're
back on the ground?
That's a great question. You do kind of feel light. I don't know any other way to explain it, but all of a sudden your knees feel a little extra heavy after you've, come back to Mother Earth.
Well, I've got to do this. And you said you fly out of Deer Valley and out of Chandler. We've got the Arizona staycation, and listeners can go to rosieonthehouse.com, click right there on staycation, fill out your information. Once a month, we draw a winner. And depending on, from the 15th of this month to the 15th of next month, it'll be for whatever the following month staycation is. They're all preset destinations. Is there I would want to do this over something that's very, geographically, like the last fire burn, just to see what the... what it looks like from the bird's eye view and get an idea of what that amount of damage is. I would tie it into something, maybe even like flying over some of the mines in southern Arizona. Do y'all have other travel locations that you go to?
Well, we pretty much do the two locations, although depending on the wind depends on what we fly over. A lot of people think hot air balloons because they're beautiful, bright, and pretty next to the big, the rocks or the mountains or the desert. They would want to do desert because it's scenic. The pictures are scenic. It's much different in the balloon. It is very scenic and pretty over the desert, and those people that are f- fanatics of the desert, I recommend that flight in North Phoenix. Down in Chandler, Gilbert, there's always something new coming up and things to see and do with the balloon. So down in Chandler, Gilbert, it's a lot of fun. No matter what, it's interesting. You're going to love it.
You can register for that Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com in partnership with Sanderson Ford, always closed on Sunday, and the place that we shop for all of our vehicles. You can... The staycation winner gets to go to Sanderson Ford, pick out any vehicle off the demo lot. And, of course, the demo lot's always the latest, greatest technology in vehicles. And travel it to where your preset destination for every month you're entering in, and only at rosieonthehouse.com. We're gonna sidebar Shane over here and get a hot air balloon ride tied into a staycation. What would be the best month for a desert ride and a staycation? I'd pick... March or October, probably, just for...
Anytime's great. We prefer January, February, March, but anytime in the winter season is beautiful.
We're gonna, maybe in March when the flowers are starting to bloom and the colors are coming in, the wildflowers are. Maybe beautiful sunrise. We'll talk a little more off air. Yeah. It's Rosie on the House. Stay tuned.